This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 23rd, 2024. We begin Yud Chesamin Aleph, 18a, the first section of the Black Text. So again, just the top, Rabbi Akiva said, no, before Gezar Din, Kan Kodem Gezar Din, Hashem shows favor. Kan La'achar Gezar Din, afterwards Hashem doesn't show favor. Right, so the Gezar Din is irrevocable, and we answer, no, Hachanami Biyachah, that's not talking about a committee, that's talking about an individual. Now the Gemara says, U Gezar Din Diyachah Tanaihi, right, even with regard to the Gezar Din, to the decree of an individual, can that be overturned, right, through Tshuva? That is a Tanai, that's a Machlokas Tanai. Right, the Tanya, as we see in Abraisa, Hayy Rab Meir, Omer Rabbi Yait Meir, used to say, two people went into the bed, right? That's the right, the hospital bed. They went, right, going down into bed meant you were sick. Right, a similar kind of illness. People came to the docket, to court to get judged. It seems that they are, right, should have an equal judgment. One got off the bed, one did not. Not getting off the bed, nishgud. Zen Nitzal, Vizelo Nitzal, that one was saved, right, in judgment. The other one was not. All right, so the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference between the two? All right, one gets better, one is saved, right? One stays alive, the other guy gets, right, dies, then one guy gets put to death, one guy doesn't. What distinguishes them? They seem to be equal. So the Gemara says, Zeh is Palel v'nane. Zehis Palel v'lo na'ane. One daven and was answered, and one daven was up, one wasn't answered. That just begs the question. Right? They both daven, what was the difference? And the Gemara asked that, Mipnei ma zeh na'ane v'zeh lo na'ane. Why did one get answered and the other did not? The Gemara says, no, Zehis Palel tefila shleima, the one who had a real, full, sincere davening, na'ane, so that he was answered. Zeh lo his palel tefila shleima, lo nane, the one who did not have a sincere prayer, he wasn't answered. Right now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no, kan kodem gzar din, kan la'achar gzar din. One, right, is referring to before gzar din. Right, one person prayed before, he davened before the verdict was issued, and therefore it was answered. Right? They both could have davened sincerely. The other one davened after the verdict was rendered, and right, couldn't change it because the verdict was already answered. I davened the tefillah shleima when you were sincere and you did tshuva. Doesn't matter. The verdict was sealed. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yafetzak el adam ben kodem gzar din uben lacha gzar din. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, tzaka is good for a person, whether you are before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din. Right, and therefore you have, there you see, right, we have a machlokas. Can an individual person cry out to avert their decree is the subject of a machlokas of the Tanai. Right, lens gives us a little bit of hope. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Right, so we started with the tzibur, of course, an individual no. Then we said maybe even the individual can overturn his gzar din. Now we're going back fully the other way. Gzar din, the tzibur mi mikra, is it really, you know, could you really undo the gzar din, the decree of a tzibur? Right, v'hakas of echad omer, one pasuk says, chabsi mera alibech, right? Chibus is doing laundry, right? Wash away right, the evil from my heart, you can do it. Ksiv, and it also says, Kim techamsi banetev etaybi lechaboris, right, nichtam avonech lefanai. Right, the other right, pasuk says that even though you wash yourself with right the lye and the soap, nevertheless, the sin is still before me. Right, nichtam avonech lefanai. It's still there before me. You can't get it away with you. You can't launder. You can't wash your sins away. My love, right. And this is clearly talking about right, this is a Yirmiyahu is talking about the entire nation. He's talking about Yerushalayim. He's talking about the fate of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. You know, that's clearly a tzibur. Right? My love, how do you square these two psukim? Kan kodem gzar din, kan la'achar gzar din. Right? One is talking about before gzar din. There you can wash it away. There, chabsi mimra alibeich. But after gzar din, no matter what you do, it's always going to be there. It seems to imply even a community can't undo it. So the Gemara says no. Lo idi v'idi la'achar gzar din. Both are actually after gzar din. Right, I don't want to leave you hanging, so I'll give you the answer. Well, this will be already we'll do next week as well. The low kasha is not a contradiction. Kan b'gzardin sheyeshimok shvua, kan b'gzardin sheinimok shvua. Right, when there's an oath accompanying the gzardin, can undo it. When there is not an oath, accompanying it, then it's okay. But that again, we'll read again next week. This concludes our learning for today. And this week, please come back, join me on Monday.